dans Melting Pot, une émission sur le fil, la web radio du cours maintenant. Aujourd'hui, un nouvel épisode sur le conflit en Ukraine. Je vous rappelle que les élèves exposent les faits mais ne prennent pas position. Les élèves de 3e 3 de Madame Corée nous parlent de la première nuit d'attaque.
Hello everybody, my name is Philip and today I'm with Charlene, Noah, Lana and Caroline.
Hello everyone!
I'm gonna introduce them about the war in Ukraine, especially about the first night. As we all know, the war started on February 24th. The Russian military forces started a special operation on Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin said it's an emergency address to the Russians the same night. This attack is the next and hopefully the final stage of an aggressive course that first showed in 2014 when Russia occupied Crimea. So Caroline, when did the attack start?
The attacks had started at 5.7 a.m. Russian forces launched a series of missile attacks against location near Kyiv, as well as the use of long-range artillery against the northern city of Kharkiv, near the Russian border. The strikes quickly spread across central and eastern Ukraine. The Russians attacked the country from three sides.
Now I'm going to ask Charlene, can you tell us what areas were targeted?
The main areas attacked were the air bases because the Russians wanted to prevent the Ukrainian population from flying by plane. Most of the targets were military bases, but there was clearly substantial damage in and around several cities. In Kharkiv, video emerged of an apartment block that had been damaged by a missile or long-range artillery. Another video showed a rocket embedded in wood.
Thank you, Charlene. Now, do you know what the feeling of the Ukrainians was when they were attacked?
In the city of Yehor called Kyiv, the population is living nearly 300,000 people that were without power and water and in desperate need of humanitarian aid. People living in Kherson under Russian occupation describe days of terror, confined to their apartments and houses, fearful to go outside for even necessities. Ukraine's habitant said there is no longer any city there. There is no longer a city of Mariupol. There isn't a single residential building left.
Lana, can you describe quickly how the crisis was managed in the first night?
In mid-January 2022, Russia and Belarus are amassing more than 100,000 soldiers on the Ukrainian border. On February 24th, 7,000 soldiers across NATO allies are sent to Eastern Europe. About 3 a.m., livestream video from Crimea viewed by CNN showed what may have been the first signs of the Russian invasion.
Thank you very much for this explanation. Goodbye everyone.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Merci de nous avoir écoutés et à bientôt sur le fil, la web radio du cours maintenant.